Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to CARUSEL Limited Q2 H1 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinion, and expectation of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag, Promoter and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the CARUSEL Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. I trust you had an opportunity to review our financial results and investor presentation, both available on the company's website and on stock exchanges. Joining me on the call are Mr. Anand Sharma, Executive Director and Group CFO, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. The global economy has shown remarkable resilience, sustaining steady growth despite facing numerous challenges. The tightening of the monetary policies has helped reduce inflation. However, the growth in advanced economies comprises some extent in the process of containing inflation. The coordinated efforts by various governments and central banks working in tandem have supported a positive growth trajectory across different regions, enhancing stability and creating a more favorable outlook for both developed and emerging markets. Furthermore, these improvements have established a solid foundation for continued recovery, fostering investment and aiding the gradual return of the pre-crisis economic conditions. The Red Sea issue, originally viewed as a short-term, has elongated, creating supply chain disruption and increased our freight cost. Geopolitical situations have created some uncertainty and are impacting growth momentum. The Indian economy successfully carried forward in strong momentum from FY23 and FY24, demonstrating resilience despite a range of global and external challenges. The government's emphasis on maintaining macroeconomic stability played a critical role in mitigating the impact of these challenges on India's growth trajectory. As a result, India's real GDP achieved robust growth by expanding 8.2% in FY24. This marks for the third consecutive year of growth rates surpassing 7%, driven by sustained domestic consumption demand and a steady rise in investment activity. Stable consumption demand, fueled by increasing income levels and a growing middle class, remained a key driver to the growth. Additionally, structural reforms and regulatory improvements helped attract investment across key sectors, further strengthening India's economic outlook. At CARUSEL, we believe that innovation and high-quality products resonate with the changing customer aspirations and evolving marketing dynamics. We endeavor to innovate and process and make them streamlined and efficient. We understand this pursuit of consistent improvement is key to our vision to become one-stop solution kitchen and bathroom products. We have sought to offer premium product services using ahead-of-the-curve technologies and provide world-class products to our global customers. The business model enables to export our quartz sinks to more than 50 countries worldwide. CARUSEL takes pride in being the custodian of the esteemed brands such as CARUSEL, Tech CARUSEL, Sternhagen. Over the years, these brands have earned a place of distinction in the minds of both influencers and consumers. CARUSEL quartz sinks are sought by discerning customers worldwide, while Tech CARUSEL, known for high-end kitchen sinks, represent the epitome of exceptional design, style, and quality. Sternhagen, a symbol of luxury in design engineering, is poised to redefine the luxury bathroom segment both in India and globally. We are pleased with our performance. Our consolidated revenue Q2 FY25 grew by 25.8% and for H125 by 33.2% on YOY basis. This growth is primarily driven by a strong presence in international markets and exports, accounting for 81.6% of our total revenue in H1 FY25. We continue to excel in this area as the entire product portfolio is rapidly becoming the preferred choice in the kitchen segment globally. Performance in the U.S. and U.K. continues to show positive signs. We anticipate this momentum carrying forward. Europe has shown early signs of recovery, and we are prepared to seize the opportunity as it arises. An overall improvement in the European market will significantly boost our entire product range. Our capacity utilization for the quartz business is currently about 60-65%. H1-25 for the steel business capacity stood at about more than 90%. H1-FY25 and our faucet division recently expanded capacity of 40,000 units annually, bringing the total capacity to 50,000 units. We invested about more than 4 crores in expansion, strategically working towards increasing our capacity to 100,000 units per annum. Changing consumer lifestyles, increasing customer awareness, a growing working population, rising female workforce participation, higher disposable incomes, and the availability of various financial options are driving trends that suggest the kitchen appliance market in India is poised for significant growth. 100,000 units per annum capacity for appliances now live and now already started receiving positive responses. We plan to proceed cautiously in this category with the fast being molded gradually moving to the entire range. We also heard about the BIS certification getting restrictions in India, and which will give us a further opportunity for us in the built-in appliances sector, and we're looking for a great FY25 with the built-in appliances for India market. At Carousel FZ LLC, which is our subsidiary based in UAE, in the GCC market, has strong demand traction. We continue to see promising growth and believe this trend will expand significantly. Our operations in Turkey have commenced, and we're excited about this new initiative of brand building Carousel and due to its high growth potential. Regarding the performance of overseas subsidiaries, United Granite LLC has experienced subdued demand due to local U.S. factors, resulting in a muted performance. However, we anticipate a turnaround at the beginning of the FY25-26. On the other hand, the UK subsidiaries, Catcher Products and Carousel Services Limit, are progressing well, and we continue to see it perform better. Globally, the situation will change now with the change of the air at the US. Our domestic growth business is showing strong progress, with revenue growing by 14.2% in H1-FY25 to rupees 75 crore, 25.3 crores up from 65.9 crore in H1-FY24. This growth is a result of our focused efforts over past year performance dealer and distribution network, which expanded from 1,500 dealers to more than 3,500 plus dealers in 25. We are also appointed Ms. Nikhila Sridhar, a B2B head. We are appointed Mr. Rakesh Nair, who has a 14-year experience, the president of Sternhagen and Carousel South. Initiatives have started to reflect positively on the performance and confident continuing momentum going forward. We also cracked upon this new chain of electronic stores in India, which will give a further growth momentum in the year FY25-26. At Carousel, we take pride in being a growing global company, recognized for delivering innovative and unique products. The success is driven by team's dedication, determination, and passion, who turn ideas into realities. Our employees, our team, motivated and committed to provide exceptional value to our customers every day. With this, I hand over to the call to Mr. Anand Sharma, our Executive Director and Group CFO, to brief you on the financial performance. Thank you. Over to you, Anand.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me take you through the company consolidated financial performance. Quarter 2 FY25 performance. Consolidated income stood at 206.9 crore from Q2 FY25, grew by 25.8% on YoY basis. EBITDA for Quarter 2 FY25 stood at 37.1 crore, grew by 9.2% YoY. EBITDA margin for Quarter 2 FY25 stood at 17.9%. EBITDA marginally impacted mainly due to increase in raw material costs and export freight due to Red Sea issues. Profit after tax and managing interest stood at 16.8 crore in Q2 FY25, grew by 8.7% on YoY basis. Coming to H1 FY25 performance, sales volume for quartz spring stood at 315,044 units, stainless steel spring stood at 79,167 units, kitchen appliances and others stood at 28,877 units in H1 FY25. Consolidated total income stood at 409.2 crore for H1 FY25 as compared to 307.3 crore in H1 FY24. It grew by 33.2% YoY. EBITDA for H1 FY25 stood at 74.1 crore as compared to 61.3 crore of H1 FY24. Growth by 20.8% YoY. EBITDA margin for H1 FY25 stood at 18.1%. Profit after tax and after minority interest stood at 32.7 crore in H1 FY25 as compared to 27 crore in H1 FY24. This grew by 21.1%. Gross debt at the company level stood at 255.8 crore as on 30th September 2024. Debt to equity stood at 0.5. Thank you. Now I open the floor for questions and answers. Over to you, operator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Anay Mittal from Invest Analytics Advisor LLP. Please go ahead. Please go ahead, sir. Your line has been unmuted.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Good morning, sir. My first question is on the margin side. Like we used to guide for the 18 to 20% kind of margin, but if you look at last 4 quarters, our margins are on the lower side of our guidance. So how do you look upon it, and how the situation is going to be improved in upcoming quarters? So that is my first question.
Okay, so I would like to answer your first question. Thanks for connecting with us. Last time I had said that there's been a product mix because we had seen a decline in the U.S. sales, which is a high-valued territory for us. And to some extent, the margins were compromised because the U.S. sales had gone down in the last quarters. And at the same time, we mentioned that we had this Red Sea crisis. The freight charges right now has tripled, and we are fortunate that we only have about 10% of the CIF, so we're not impacted much. And on top of that, we had, because of the geopolitical crisis, you had the raw materials, especially the acrylic prices, on a higher side. So moving forward, since we have been seeing a good traction in the U.S. Order situation right now, coming from quarter three, adding to it, we've been already seeing the export freight going down, the raw material prices of acrylic coming down. So we see moving forward and scope of the margin expansion. Thank you.
When we say raw material prices are going down, so are we not able to pass on the thing?
So sometimes they are so fast, it's very temporary. So if there is there any temporary situation, we do not try to disturb it with our customers.
So that means from Q3 onwards, we are going to see some improvement in the margin. Is that understanding correct?
Yes.
Secondly, on the domestic side, like in last quarter also I asked about the domestic growth. Like you mentioned, we are outperforming our peers considering the kind of demand is there in the domestic market. So how do you see, like considering the inflation and the levels of the unemployment rate, how do you see the second half, whether there will be any improvement in the urban demand from domestic consumption side?
Yeah, good. So I think I think the question is good. I think, you know, looking at the domestic situation, what I hear and whatever the data I've been getting, I think domestic, the economy is quite muted. It's quite soft, especially the retail side of it. But we've been able to do my team is able to do quite a good job because of the last growth initiatives, our focus on the faucets and the appliances. I think we have shown a good performance. Our faucet sales have improved by 50% growth. So overall, I think we have shown about a 9.2%, I think, or 9% growth in the domestic market. Moving forward, we are launching about 20 new faucet models in the estate. We're launching a whole new line of smart built-in appliances with some amazing features. Third, we are launching a complete new range of kitchen sink products, which we will going to exhibit at the ACETEC exhibition in Mumbai, November 16 to 9/19. If anybody of you are free, should come and see us. So we are looking at a good traction, further building momentum in the domestic market. We believe that the overall demand in the India retail market can be muted, but the scope for Carousel, because since it's a premium product, there has been a lot of traction for our products. And adding to it, we are also focusing on the e-commerce line. We are building a new team for the e-com. So a lot of the old products, we are moving it from our current product line to the e-commerce line to give boost to the e-commerce. So we are looking at a good positive quarter in the domestic market.
Actually, I asked particularly from the macro side, like how do you see macros improving for second half as compared to first half from domestic market?
Yeah, so that's what I said. So for the sink side, I think we are expecting a good growth. The lifestyle products traction is improving, so we see that trend changing. We are launching a lot of new products, so we expect the H2 to be better than the H1. Yeah.
In H1, we did around 73 CR, and I think for yearly basis, we are having a target of around 150 CR. So are you confident enough, like we are going to beat that target or achieve that target at least?
So I think right now we are on a good momentum path, and looking at what the strategies we have, I think we are quite confident that we'll be able to achieve our targets. Yes.
Understood, sir. I'll join back with you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. A few questions from my side. So firstly, on the gross margin within the standalone operation. So when I compare FY24 to the first two quarters of this financial year, what we are seeing is that the gross margin has gone down from 61% to 58%. Could you give some understanding? Is it purely to do with the product mix, or even to some extent, you know, the RM cost has impacted this? And should we expect this gross margin in the standalone operations to be the new normal, or you expect this to inch upwards? Yeah, that was my first question.
Yeah, so I will ask my CFO to answer, but before my CFO answers, all I want to tell you is the company is launching a lot of high-valued products, so overall the gross margins of the company will improve, further the detailing part, I'll ask my CFO to answer you. Yeah, Anand, if you can take care, please. Thank you.
Yeah. So I think this gross margin is factor of both. One is sales mix and geography mix, which geography we are selling, and second is the raw material prices, which we already talked about. So raw material prices increased during this period of current half. It is around 3% higher than what we see in the last financial year. So that has impacted, and some geographical mix also has impacts. But overall, fundamentally, gross margin is same, and it will come back because we have seen the trend of the material price going down moving forward.
No, freight also. Yeah.
Freight also, yes.
Okay. Okay. So, in the investor PPT, you mentioned that the losses in United Granites for the first half of this year were somewhere around 5 crore. So if you could quantify, what was the loss in the FY 2024 period, since we took over?
No, see, this is the first year of our consolidation. We bought this company in October 2023. Okay? So last year it was in profit, and at the operating level, it is in profit. What is loss is at the PBT level, because the interest and depreciation is not getting covered. So if you compare with the last year when we acquired the company, it was in profit. Because the turnover has gone down, that's why it is not recovered the entire cost.
So even in FY 2024, since we took over, it was PBT negative or it was PAT profitable?
No, it was profitable. That's what I'm saying. When we bought this company, it was profitable. It has a profit at the operating level as well as the PBT and PAT level. After that, the market was very soft, and that has resulted in decline in the turnover by 20%. That has resulted into the loss at PBT level. At the operation level, it is breakeven as of now.
So then you expect by the end of this financial year, this could kind of be PBT breakeven or even be better than that?
Yes. So, going forward with the change in the U.S. economy, new setup, I think there's a lot of momentum expected to come, and we feel that from the next financial year, it should improve and go back to the normal level of previous year.
So I want to just add here, coming to your question, some new initiative we have taken. We have kind of substituted better margin products to the U.S. from India, and that has already helped the last month profitability into green. So this initiative of substituting the European products with better gross margins from India is going to help the company move forward, which is obviously going to further help to expand once the volume expansion helps. When the volume expansion happens, the margin expansion will also take place.
Got it. And lastly, on the amount that we raised in the QIP, how much have we kind of utilized for CapEx till date, and when can we expect any further capacity addition in majorly in your sink business?
Yeah. So, on the CapEx side, what we did, we made the advance payment for the molds and other things what we wanted to have. So currently, we have used less than 5 crore, around 4.5 crore on the CapEx side. Working capital side, we utilized the amount allocated, 31.25. So rest is still lying with us, with our bank, with the FD.
I just want to answer your last set of question on the expansion. So in the last earnings call, I did mention that there were some few deals on the horizon, which is going to get realized, got delayed. We got some final audits happening this month in our company, where we looks quite positive. And I think that's the reason we did go for QIP, so that if we have some urgent expansion in our business, we can use this fund. So we are quite optimistic on this. Audit should be going quite well, and if everything goes good, then I think we are kind of looking at doing some big deals. with some big guys, and I think that should take us to use these funds of QIP into further expansion of not just QuadSense, but overall, all our, you know, the other categories of products will also have expand. So I think it all looks good now.
So one just related to this. So if, say, things go positive from year one in terms of the audit,
Right.
If you use the QIP money right now, when can the capacity come on stream? FY27, or?
So the capacity, as far as the infrastructure is concerned, is already done. We had already built a million sync capacity, as you know, during this COVID time, when we had a great curve. So there is more or less, it is just a lot of the other, like, molds and stations and all, which we need to do, which will take about less than 90 days time for us.
Oh, so meaning FY26.
Sorry for interrupting you, sir.
Yeah.
May request that you return to the question queue for follow-up question, as there are several participants waiting for their turn.
Sure, sure. Okay.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your question to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Udit from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So firstly, on the growth target for this year, you had said that it will be around close to $100 million, around 800 crores. So that entails just a 3% growth on YoY basis for H2 versus last H2. So do you see any further revision, like we can go to 850 kind of run rate for the full year?
So I would not try to get in actual numbers. I think the company is doing quite well. I think we have taken a number of growth initiatives. If we are quite confident as of now, looking at the growth quarter-on-quarter, we'll be able to achieve the $100 million sales in the current FY year.
Okay.
What is going to happen, like I said, the momentum is good right now. Our competition, I said in the last earnings call, all our competition is in Europe, and they are really struggling with the cost aspect. So we have a lot of opportunities coming ahead. If it does not come in, guys, next 60, it will come in the 90 days. But I think we are looking at a good growth trajectory moving forward.
Sure, sir. And sir, the gross debt level that has come down from March to this year, have we paid it off anything from the QIP? Because last call you said that no funds of the QIP will be used for debt reduction.
Yeah, I'll ask my CFO to, yeah.
So, Udit, we have not paid the debt, but there are repayments going on for the debt which we acquired for acquisition and the CapEx. So that one is the repayment has happened. We have not taken any further limits. Number two, the QIP fund, which is allocated for working capital, that is also deployed, so that has also eased some pressure on the CC limit utilization. So that has resulted into a decrease in the debt level.
Sure. Thank you for clarifying. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yug Patel from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yes, you're audible.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the employee cost. So if I look at from a year-on-year perspective, as percentage of revenue, it has gone up nearly by 200 basis points. And even in the absolute term, it has gone significantly by 60%. So if you could clarify on why that has happened. And secondly, if you could guide on volume growth for QuadSense as well as SteelSync for remaining half year.
Sorry, on the volume growth of?
QuadSense as well as SteelSync for the remaining half year or might be next fiscal year. Thank you.
So can you please?
Yeah, I will. I will say it if I think it's, but I think it's mostly on the largely of expansion on our sales team. There's a expansion on our R&D team and our operations team. We are also building new verticals like faucets, built-in appliances. A lot of these people have been engaged in to do this. I think so that's the major cost. Second, obviously, the inflation is high, so the appraisal system has taken place where we have to give back to employer. But this should be all consolidated by next year. It should be all optimized with the sales growth coming in the next quarter. So I think that's one. Quarter two, I mean, H2, again, I'm repeating what I'm saying is momentum is good. Right now, we got a healthy order booking position. H2 looks quite positive. It can be, I think now with the change in the air on the U.S. side, we are, we already seeing a lot of traction, a lot of positive movement. So the H2, yeah, the H2 looks good. Like I said, and if things play out well, I think it can also be better than the H1.
Could you quantify on number terms, like in the range of 10%-12%?
No, there's no question on to do exact number. Like I already said, that we are looking, going at a run rate of $100 million for the current year. So that's what we are quite optimistic, positive to achieve that.
Okay. And what will be the remaining CapEx for this year?
Anand, what is the remaining CapEx we plan to do? Because that is again based on what the deal is, what happens in the next 30, 60 days, right? But yeah.
So this year we have planned CapEx of 35-40 crore. Already we had a CapEx of 20 crore, and another 15-20 crore will come in second half, as of now.
That answers my question, sir. Thank you. I will come with you for follow-up.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhilasha from Quantum AMC. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. So, first one is on the working capital. So working capital looks elevated in this H1. So almost like we have added 100 crores to sales and, the sharp increase of around 90 crores in the working capital. So what is happening on that front? Inventory levels have gone up. So what is outlook on that? And secondly, if you can clarify more on the QIP deployment, because how much is, we will be utilizing for the organic growth and how much for the inorganic growth, if you can, throw some light on that. Thanks.
Yeah, Anand, you want to take this question?
Yes, yes. So.
Because we are anyway not going to use any QIP for any inorganic growth, right? Yeah.
Excellent. So, on inventory side, this quarter we built up this stock in the traded goods primarily because there was BIS certificate issues, and we didn't want to have a situation where we are stock out. So we have decided to build additional stock on the appliances side. We have also started our functioning for appliances manufacturing. So on the production side also, we have some bought order items, number one. Number two, there are certain containers which supposed to go on the September end, which spill over to the next week. So this too has increased the inventory level, number one. Number two, on the QIP side, we have no plan to utilize on the inorganic side. As of now, fund is deployed primarily for the working capital and certain CapEx, and it is as per the object what we stated in the offer document.
Okay. And so again, on the working capital, so by when do we expect this inventory level to normalize?
So I think you can see that normalization happening from the next quarter itself, because this is a purposely stock we built up. We didn't want to have a situation where we not get the material and the BIS certification was going on. Since The company has already received the BIS certification, so we're going to utilize these inventories and the normalization will start happening from the quarter three onward.
Okay. And the last one is, like, by when do we expect this QIP money to get utilized? So, say, working capital, they have already deployed some. So, do we intend to deploy further on working capital and how much on the CapEx?
So, 50% of the fund is earmarked for the CapEx. And for that, we have already given that it will be utilized by end of FY26. So, we have sufficient time to make the plan. Normally, we do our budgeting in the month of Jan and Feb, and then we decide the action plan for the CAPEX for next financial year. So, this is, we have already stated, and it will utilize by FY26 on the CAPEX side. Working capital, we have already deployed. There are general corporate purposes also, which we will utilize as and when it comes. But in all the probability, it will go as per the schedule specified.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Shah from UTI. Please go ahead. Please go ahead, sir. Your line has been unmuted.
You've been not able to hear him. Yeah.
As there is no response from this participant, we will move to our next question. The next question is from the line of Rohit Singh from Invest Analytics Advisor LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Sir, two quarters back we talked about Kylo. So what are the ongoing developments in this regard and what kind of opportunities are we seeing in this area particularly as of now?
I'm sorry, can you speak a bit slow? I'm really not finding very difficult to understand, please.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you're audible, but can you speak a bit slow, please?
Yeah. Sir, a few quarters back we were talking about like having partnership with bottle cooling technology company Kylo, right? So like you mentioned, it's a new startup for wine chiller bucket. So what are the ongoing developments in this regard, sir?
No, sir, I'm finding it very difficult to understand this question.
Sir, he's talking about some partnership on the wine chiller side. I also don't know this partnership, the name mentioned.
No, we have not entered to any partnership with Kylo or something.
No, I think some discussions were happening. The brand name was familiar, you were saying.
Somalia is the wine chiller, which is wine. I would not able to give exact numbers, but we are happy to share the numbers with you. But right now we have a tremendous movement with the with the wine chiller category. We also sponsored one of the biggest wine shows in India. Last one, this is Sonal Holland. And we had launched this sommelier into that. I think that's going on very well. If I'm not mistaken, I don't want to quote, but we are expecting the wine category, including the wine chillers, to have a good multiple fold growth in the next year.
Have you started generating any revenue till now?
We have launched it. We are expecting the first shipment to come in within the next 60 days. So it should be realized in the next financial year.
Perfect, sir. That's all for my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Risha Mehta from Greenedge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So first is just a clarification. So when you say the standalone margins, the gross margins have declined essentially due to the inferior product mix and the raw material inflation seen especially in acrylic, right? So here, if you could just clarify that, what was this inferior product mix exactly? If you could just talk about that. And also, this acrylic is what percentage of our total RM?
Yeah, so Anand, I'll just take this, then details you can do it. So thank you for your question. Regarding the product mix, the U.S., the price value realization per se is about roughly about 10%-20% higher than any other average product because of the size of a sink is 33 inches by 22 inches versus others that comes to about 20 inches by 24 inches. So you obviously get a higher value realization. The economy was quite muted with higher inflation and interest rates in the last quarters, which now will turn around. So I think that's one part of it. On this acrylic side, it is the sink. It contains about anywhere about 20% to 25% on the weight weight or sorry, the weight is concerned. As far as the material concerned, it approximately contributes to about 50% of the total sink cost.
So in terms of value terms, this acrylic would be what percentage?
It again varies from a sink to sink. But hypothetically, if the sink RM cost is 2,000 rupees, then acrylic would be 1,000 rupees.
Got it. Got it. And then the quad volume growth in this quarter was just 7%. It's probably the lowest in the last one year. So any specific reasons apart from the general macro slowdown that you would want to attribute this to?
No, so guys, I think it's I absolutely believe that, and you guys know much better than what I do, macros about what's happening in the Indian economy and the global economy. I think our company has done fairly well, to be honest. The 7% growth, even at the beginning of the quarter, we were like even seeing that whether we'll get this growth or not. But I think we have got this growth, and thanks to the confidence with the new customers, like IKEA has shown a good increase, sharp increase with us in the sales. Even the next coming quarters, we have a healthy order booking position. The competition on the European side, the cost is getting expensive, so we are expecting some good traction in our business. So I do understand the percentage-wise, it looks small, but we have to understand what's the world right now is what challenges. So I want to make a point here. The home improvement sector is probably the worst performing sector right now because of the high inflation cost and the high interest cost, right? And in spite of this, our company has been able to post some great growth and able to sustain the margin. So when this scenario, I think everybody is expecting to change from the next year because of the change of the helm in the U.S. So I believe that moving forward, I think we should be looking at double-digit growth now moving forward.
Sir, just to add the question, on the quarter-to-quarter, YoY basis, 7% growth, if we look at H1 this year versus last year, growth is 50%. So last year, H1, we had 253,000 sinks, granite sink sales, and this year we have 315,000. So 50% growth we have achieved on H1 to H1 basis.
Yeah.
No, that's right. But the H2 of last year, which is H2 of FY24, had a high base of around 1.5 lakh sinks, right? So my question was more towards, so in H2 in terms of volume growth, the same challenge.
No, so Rishad, to answer your question, I think we home improvement the worst. I think we are kind of looking at a great year, 2025, 2026. Things are going to dramatically change. things that would dramatically change. It was all depending upon U.S. election. And we need to understand that before the U.S. election, you have seen how the world gets muted. So I think we are, I think you'll see the demand, the overall stability in the world happening beginning of the 25, 26.
Sure, sure. And last question, you know, on this BIS front, right? So, you know,
right.
We've been talking about the BIS benefits that may come to our appliances category.
Right.
So can you just
right.
elaborate on this one? When is BIS expected to be implemented, and you know, how exactly are we positioned to benefit from this?
BIS is going to be effective from January 1st, and one of the gentlemen asked question why your working capital is high, because we have to really stock for next 3 to 4 months. It takes time for us to build this, but it's a great. I think it's going to be a blessing for us. So we are already building this new kitchen hoods. This was relatively for kitchen hoods, especially for the glass, what do you import? And we are also now building a new division for the hobs too. So I think coming January, you'll see a lot of competition, especially the unorganized sector, getting wiped off, right? So any company which is going to be able to manufacture great quality products would be able to exceed in technology capabilities is gone. And I think we are probably one of those companies who always believe in high quality goods. So I think we are very confident moving forward that this restriction is going to help us to scrap out all this non-quality guys and then giving us an opportunity to enter the Indian market.
And just to follow up here, lastly, that, you know, so why would you say that the regional players will get wiped off? Because hoods and hobs, essentially, local manufacturing is pretty established here, right, in India? Or is that understanding not correct?
No, the understanding is not correct on the kitchen hoods, because there are very, very few companies who are doing this kitchen hoods, and whatever the kitchen hoods you are importing are done by from the Chinese importers, right? So people import from the Chinese importers and sell it in India. Now, this you're not able to import it. So all the local small-time companies and vendors who are importing from China, you'll have to stop that.
Right. Got it. That really helps. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaidik from Monarch Network Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on good set of numbers. I have two questions. Firstly, sir, on the stainless steel side, since we have reached 90% capacity utilization, so is there any plan to further expand capacity over here for FY26 or 27?
Yeah. So the company is already looking for a new place right now to expand the capacities. We are also putting a new investment in the PVD machine, because there's a lot of traction coming into that business. We are also starting the third shift in the stainless steel, which we're not doing till now. So we will have to take a lot of new initiatives now moving forward to expand the stainless steel capacity.
Okay. So, sir, any plans by how much are we going to expand?
Yeah, so I think we are just kind of putting a plan together, because we are having some kind of a discussion which is going to display our growth trajectory. But I think we are looking at least 200,000 sinks for next year. Anyway, 250,000 sinks capacity in FY25-26.
So, sir, how much capex should be required for this?
I think it should be minus land building, I think it would be about 10 crores, right? Anand, then would be probably another 10, so maybe 20 crores, yeah.
So 20 crores is inclusive of land?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And sir, in this quarter, our realization for stainless steel was down by around 12%. So, any major reason, is it the product mix or what?
Rana, you want to check this?
Realization is because of product mix, as sir already explained about the U.S. sale is down and other territories were up. That's why the product mix ASP has gone down by some marginal 30-40 rupees per piece.
He's asking on the stainless steel sink side.
Stainless sink.
Sorry, stainless steel sink again from 4,275 to 4,190 because of the mix of the product mix. It is only because of.
The only thing I see, the exports have gone up is because there are more press sinks getting sold on export market. Yeah.
More press sinks. Okay. Okay, sir. And sir, can you give us any guidance in terms of revenue for FY 2026 and 2027?
I think if we are expecting the world to be moving forward, and I think looks quite positive, to be stable, we kind of expect the inflation to slow down. We expect the interest rates to get cut, the tax reduction, especially with now the new elect president in the United States, and what the opportunities especially coming in on this big deals, which we're expecting some audits happening this month. I think we are quite positive that we can achieve a 15% to 20% growth next year.
15%-20% growth for next. For this year, where do you see your revenues going to? We reached around 410 crores on a consolidated basis.
So that's.
Can we clock around 900 crores of revenue for this year?
I believe that we are showing some good performance quarter on quarter. So I think we're quite positive. Moving forward, it's going to grow. It could be 100. We're quite positive about $100 million. If the things go really in our favor, it can go a bit of 100 plus. So it's very hard for us to give you what's up, but I think we are quite confident on doing $100 million sales with the end of the year.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on the margin front, what would be our stable EBITDA margins for FY 2026 and 2027? Do we see any margin improvement for next 2 years, maybe by 100 or 200 bps?
Yeah. So I think our margin guidance has always been around 20%, 21%. It's gone 22%. And I think company's endeavor is always to improve the margins. Anything which is going to happen now in terms of decreasing the material cost, freight cost, product mix in the U.S. is only going to help us to increase the margin from here. So what do you see this, the margin EBITDA dropping to below 20%? I think our company is going to make all efforts to cross that 20% next year.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav from Nippon AIF. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. Just sort of one accounting question and just trying to find out the numbers. So on slide number 6, you have given product-wise revenue.
Right.
Slide 8 provides overseas operations performance for Tarapur Surfaces and United Granite LLC. So can we safely say that the 30.8% surfaces is basically comprised of the revenues from these two entities?
Dhananjay, you want to answer? I'm not.
Yeah. So you're talking about the product-wise revenue. So 30.8% includes our U.K. subsidiary, Tarapur Surfaces Limited, and the sale from United Granite LLC. So this putting together is 30.8% as of now for the H1.
Okay. So just in these two subsidiaries, it's only surfaces right now, right?
So it's both the subsidiary, U.K. subsidiary and U.S. subsidiary putting together.
So I'm talking about Tarapur Surfaces plus and United Dynamite LLC.
Yes.
Are we selling only surfaces or are we selling something else also?
No, only surfaces.
Only surfaces.
Oh, understood. Yeah. Yeah, that's it for me.
Thank you.
Selling and fabricating. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shraddha Kapadia from Share India. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. So I just had one question. If you could elaborate on the tie-up with the electronic stores in India and how would it help in our domestic growth, if you could provide a brief numbers or details about the same.
Yeah, so we did a tie-up recently with in Kerala, this chain also called Nixon Electronics, and we go into this some mart, I forget the G Mart or something into that. So I think that is going to be the first our entry foray into the electronics. So Carousel, which is a predominantly a kitchen sink player, now entering into the electronic stores. We are just starting now, so we will kind of know the momentum by end of quarter three or quarter four. But I think where we see the scope of dramatic improvement in the appliances, since the modern trade and electronic trade comprises more than 70% of the sales, I think what our endeavor was to double our appliances sale will help us to take this, moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Shah from UTI. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity once again. Sorry for inconvenience earlier. So, sir, just wanted to ask if the deal that we are working on right now goes through, then by when can we expect expansion in capacity? I mean, would it be done by, let's say, first half of FY26, or would it be, let's say, by second half, by FY26 end?
So this audit is the last, just like the last nail in the coffin, right? So it's the last thing what we're going to do. A lot of things have already happened since last year. So this is just a formality which has to be done. So it is going to be starting as high. We already started building our capacities. The furthermore capacities, what we need to build, we'll see after this. But everything is going to start happening from quarter, as if not quarter four, then by quarter one.
Okay.
So it's going to be, pretty fast. It's going to be pretty, pretty fast. Yeah.
Right. Sure. Sir, also just wanted to ask, are we looking for any inorganic opportunity also, or right now we are focusing on existing business?
We are absolutely going to focus on existing businesses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much for your responses. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. As that was the last question, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comment.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we've been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need further clarification or want to know more about the company, please get in touch with SGA team, my investor relations advisors. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you.
On behalf of Carousel Limited, we conclude this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.